For the past 20 years, a local nonprofit has helped Lane County immigrants find support and build community through gardening. KLCC's Mallory Begay caught up with one family that cooks with food they grow as a way to keep their culture alive.
Alejandro Contreras Ochoa and his family have lived in the Eugene Springfield area for 8 years. We're in his kitchen where he's making dinner.
I'm frying the beans, and these are black beans, so they're going to be the stuffing of the sope. The main ingredient, it's going to be corn flour, which once we add the water and the salt, it'll be masa. That's the same flour that they use to make tortillas. And then after that, it'll be the beans, and then we just dress it with lettuce, dry cheese, and onions with green salsa on top.
Alejandro made the salsa with ingredients he grew himself. His family maintains a small plot of land in one of Huerto de la Familia's gardens where they harvest fruits and vegetables.
We try to grow as much as we can for two reasons. And the first one is that it teaches you and the kids what you're eating, what the stuff that you put into your food. And also, in the meanwhile, you know, you have a good time growing your own food and your kids learn, you know, that they can do that too. Now I'm chopping the lettuce to top the sopes with. It just adds it, you know, that freshness onto the sope.
Alejandro has two kids, 4-year-old Adela and 6-year-old Alessandro, who prefers his mom's Salvadoran pupusas over his dad's Mexican sopes.
Well, one of my families know to make the pupusas. And I just ask her to make every time because she makes it super good.
I think it's really important for my kids to know where their mom is from and the type of culture that they have, including the food, and same with me. But nevertheless, they are American, and that's all that they'll remember. You know, when they're older, they're going to have their own culture, and that's, you know, that's really cool.
Alejandro is flipping tortillas on the griddle, and Adela asks if she can help crimp the edges. Alejandro says that Puerto de la Familia not only provides healthy food for his family, but it's also a place where he finds support.
Because it's not easy sometimes just having someone to talk to and that will listen, you know, and just someone that won't judge you or someone that has been on the situation that you are in, it's different.
For the Contreras Alvarado family, Alejandro says politically it's hard to navigate the outside world. But inside his Springfield home and in his garden, he and his wife are able to stay connected to their roots.
Just put a little bit on the very center.
Alejandro carefully sprinkles onions, cheese, and lettuce on the finished sopes, and he calls his family to the table.
Ándale, un tantito nomás, la mitad.
Mallory Begay, KLCC News.